In this video, we will look more closely at the 15 aspects of Christian philosophy and how they help a wedding officiant understand marriage. The 15 aspects are a way of seeing created reality without reducing it to only one thing. They help us notice that God's world is rich, ordered, and many-sided. Marriage is one of the clearest examples of this. Let's walk through the aspects in a wedding ministry way. First, the quantitative aspect. Christian marriage joins one woman and one man in covenant before God. The bride and groom are not interchangeable symbols. They are an organic female image bearer and an organic male image bearer entering one flesh covenant life. Second, the spatial aspect. Marriage is lived somewhere. It happens in homes, churches, neighborhoods, hospitals, nursing homes, military bases, workplaces, and communities. Marriage is not an abstract idea. It takes up space in real life. Third, the movement aspect. A wedding marks movement. The couple moves from unmarried life into public covenant life. The ceremony is a crossing moment. Fourth, the physical aspect. Bride and groom are embodied souls. They bring bodies, histories, limitations, sexuality, health, energy, and aging into marriage. Fifth, the biotic or life aspect. Marriage relates to life, generations, care, vulnerability, fertility, childbearing for some couples, stepfamilies for others, aging for others, and household life for all. Sixth, the emotional aspect. Weddings are emotional. Joy, fear, grief, excitement, family tension, and hope may all appear. Feelings matter, but feelings do not govern truth. Seventh, the analytical aspect. The officiant must make distinctions. Covenant versus contract. Ceremony versus marriage. Romance versus covenant. Law versus theology. Personalization versus self-invention. Eighth, the historical aspect. Marriage has received biblical and Christian history. We are not inventing it in the modern moment. Ninth, the lingual aspect. Words matter. Vows, prayers, scripture, declarations, signatures, blessings, and records shape public meaning. Tenth, the social aspect. Marriage is public and communal. Witnesses are not just an audience. Families, churches, and communities are affected. 11th, the economic aspect. Marriage forms a household of stewardship, time, money, property, work, generosity, responsibility, and sometimes estate planning. 12th, the aesthetic aspect. Beauty matters. The music, dress, flowers, venue, and ceremony order can serve covenant, but beauty must serve covenant, not replace it. 13th, the juridical aspect. Marriage involves consent, accountability, public order, justice, civil responsibility, protection, inheritance, and truthful recognition. 14th, the ethical aspect. Christian marriage is covenant love. Love is not merely desire or personal fulfillment. Love gives, forgives, serves, protects, and remains faithful. 15th, the pistical or faith aspect. This is the deepest question. What is ultimate here? Is romance ultimate? Is family approval ultimate? Is the state ultimate? Is the wedding industry ultimate? Is personal identity ultimate? Or is God ultimate? A Christian wedding officiant must keep marriage ordered under God. Here is a practical example. A couple spends months planning the wedding look. The photos will be stunning. The venue is perfect. The music is emotional. But when the officiant asks about vows, spiritual life, church support, forgiveness, and covenant expectations, the couple has not thought deeply. What does the officiant notice? The aesthetic aspect is strong, but the covenant and faith aspects are weak. What wise response follows? The officiant does not shame the couple for caring about beauty. Instead, the officiant teaches, "Your wedding beauty can serve your covenant. Let's make sure the vows, scripture, prayer, and public promises carry the deepest meaning." That is Christian philosophy and ministry practice. The 15 aspects help the officiant see what is present, what is missing, what is being exaggerated, and what needs to be brought back under Christ.